Perek Vav Mishnah Hey. Now we're going to discuss the things that a woman is permitted to go out with on Shabbos, and we're not concerned that she'll come to carry it. Yotze Isha, a woman can go out on Shabbos, Bechutei Seir, with Chutei Seir were these strings made out of hair, and they were made in order for the woman to braid her hair with it. Bein Mishalah, whether the hair that she's braiding her hair with, these strings are from her hair from her own head. Bein Mishal Chavarta, whether they're hair from a friend's head. Bein Mishal Behema, even if they were made from the hairs of a horse, it doesn't matter. Since these hairs are made, when they make their braid on their head, they don't remove it. The derech is they don't remove it, they leave it where it is. So then we're not concerned that she's going to remove it on Shabbos and she can go out with this, you know, braid in her hair on Shabbos outside. And even they bring down over here regarding mikvah. When she dips in the mikvah, she doesn't have to loosen them. Because these braids, the way they're made, it's not like wool or linen, they're very, very thick. They're very, made out of very, very thin material, it's hair. And the water could easily enter in between the braid fake hair and her regular hair. And therefore, there's no chatzitza regarding tevila. She could dip with them on her head, and it's not a problem. Ubetotefes, a woman could go out with a totefes. We had mentioned earlier, totefes was this tzitz, this like this plate that they would wear on their forehead as jewelry. Earlier we said you can't go out with it, but here we're going to say you could. We'll see why in a second. Or besanbutin, excuse me. Earlier we discussed also sanbutin were these chains that went down from her head down to her cheek, also for jewelry. So earlier we said you can't go out with them. That's when they're not tied down. But here, Bisman Chain Tefurin, when they're tied to the Shivcha, to this little like cap that's on the head, and it's tied to it, and we're not concerned that she's going to remove it, so then you can go out with these two different types of pieces of jewelry on Shabbos. But Kavul, if a woman has a Kavul, Kavul was this like woolen cap that they would wear either under jewelry to support the jewelry, or sometimes they would just wear it plain, or with Peyanachris, or they had this, Peyanachris is a shetel. Klia Seir Hasuyim Misar Nash Macheros. It's a shetel. And the reason why they would wear it is, this is not referring to our types of shetels. This is referring to just like this would be an addition to their regular hair in order that women that had, you know, not too much hair, it would look like they have a lot of hair. So that was the purpose of this shetel. So these two items, a kvul, this woolen cap and this peyanachas, this shetel, they're allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. However, only lechatzer, only into a chatzer, not into a public domain. And the reason why they can go into a chatzer is the reason why they can't go out into a public domain is because we're afraid they're going to take it off and carry it. But in a chatzer, the rabbis, the chachamim, did not make any gzeira because we want a woman to look beautiful to her husband, and within their own chatzer they could wear it. But in the public, they can't wear it lest they come take it off. And maybe you'll ask, what do you mean? A shetel, no woman's taking it off, right? They'll uncover their hair. So apparently this wasn't really a shetel. It was just something addition to the regular hair. This peyanachris, this gaisha hair. So that's the idea over here. These two items, normally they would take it off, but therefore you can't go out with it into a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but into their own backyard they could because we want women to look beautiful to their husbands and the rabbis didn't go that far to restrict it. As opposed to the previous items that we mentioned, you could go out with whether you're going out to your own chatzar or whether you're going out into a public domain. Moving on. B'moch sheba azna. A woman can go out with a moch in her ear. They had this piece of cotton that they would put into her ear in order to absorb, you know, abstract some moistures and stuff like that. B'moch sheba sandala, or they have these pieces of cotton in their sandals and their shoes in order to make it comfortable for their feet. Or if a woman had a piece of cotton by the oso makam, if she was a nida, in order that her clothing doesn't get filthy with blood, all these things you can go out with on Shabbos, so we're not concerned that you're going to remove them or carry them on Shabbos. They bring down over here, actually, that regarding the cotton in the ear and the cotton in the sandal, you actually have to tie it to your ear or to your sandal so that you don't come to remove it. But regarding the moch for a nida, that you don't have to tie because that no one's going to remove. But pilpil, a woman who has pepper in her mouth, they would have a special kind of pepper in order that they, if they have a bad breath, their breath would smell nicely. Ubegager melach, or grains of salt, they'd put in their mouth if they have a toothache. Ubechol davar shetitim l'toch piyah, or anything that they would put into their mouth in order, you know, whatever it is, to fix their teeth, or to if to make give them a good smelling breath. So all these things you could go out with it on Shabbos. Obilvad, shol titin lachatchila v'Shabbos, meaning these things are actually they're there for refuah. And you can't do refuah on Shabbos lest you come and grind up the things that you're using for refuah, and you're going to be over a iser of shchika, of grinding. So therefore, you can't put it, you know, you can't do these things on Shabbos, but if you put it into your mouth before Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, then when comes Shabbos, you don't have to remove them, and you go out with them in the public, and it's not considered carrying. Even though it's in your mouth, you're not carrying. Vim nafalan, if it fell out from your mouth on Shabbos, lo tachzer, don't put it back into your mouth on Shabbos, because we're afraid that you're going to come ahead and carry it, and therefore, if it falls out into your mouth, falls out of your mouth on Shabbos, don't put it back into your mouth on Shabbos. They bring down over here also, some explain that the reason why you can't put it into your mouth on Shabbos is because it looks like you are, looks like you're carrying. You know, we'll skip this part. Okay, moving right along. Shein tosefes. If a person has a fake tooth that they put into their mouth if their tooth fell out, or if a shein shel zav, where they have a golden crown on their tooth. So can you go out with that on Shabbos? Rabbi Matir, Rabbi says it's permitted. The Chachamim also, the Chachamim say it's prohibited, because the Chachamim are afraid that either because they have this fake tooth, her friends might make fun of her in public, and then she'll want to remove it, and she'll carry it in her Shusarabim. Or some say that she'll actually want to show it to her friends that want to see it because it looks so different. Others say that it might fall out and then they'll carry it. The point is that according to Rebbe, he says it's permitted. He's not concerned for all these chashos, and the Chum say it's azer lest any of these concerns come up and it'll be a problem on Shabbos. Moving right along, Mishnah Vav Yotza. A woman could go out with on Shabbos b'selah she'al hatzinis. What is selah she'al hatzinis? They would have this coin that they would put. Tzinis is a wound on your foot. So if they had a tzinis, a wound on their foot, they would tie this special kind of coin to their foot in order that it should be a healing. It should do a refuah. And you could go out with this coin tied to your foot on Shabbos if you have this wound on your foot. Or okay. Habanos, little girls, yosos bechutin va'afilu bekispan shiba aznayan. In those days, when the little girls would get their ears pierced, they would put either a string or a splinter into their ear in order that the ear does not close up. And they're permitted to do this. They're permitted to walk out with it on Shabbos. And we're not concerned that they're going to remove the splinters or the strings that are holding their ear, keeping the hole open on Shabbos. Even though we don't deem this a piece of jewelry, we're not concerned they're going to remove it from the ears on Shabbos. And therefore, if the ears got pierced, of course, before Shabbos, and they put a string in or a splinter in, they could walk out with it on Shabbos. Even though it's not a tachshit, we're not concerned they're going to remove it. Arvios, a woman from the land of Arav, from I believe this is Arabia. Yotzos Reulos, they could go out with these special kind of head coverings that were like wrapped up around their head, these different types of turbans. Madios, the woman from Madai, are able to go out with prufos. They would have these, like these capes, and they would tie the cape on them with like a little walnut or a pebble in order to keep it closed. They had like, that was like their little button. So these items, reulos, these wraps they wrap on their head, or these prufos, these capes they would wrap with this, they would tie it with like a walnut or a little stone to keep it closed. And the truth is, v'chala, then really any person, doesn't have to be, a woman from Arav with a reula, or a woman from Madai with a prufa. It's just, the reason why we mention these type of women is because in those areas, that's how they were nohig. But the truth is, any woman, or, you know, any person that's wearing these types of capes, or these types of turbans, are able to walk out with it on Shabbos. So, El Shadu Chacham and Behova, the Chacham used these women as an example, because that's where it was normal to wear these types of garments. But the truth is, any person is permitted to walk out with these garments on Shabbos, and we're not concerned that you're gonna remove them on Shabbos. And, that wraps up Mishnah Vav.